Welcome to the West Limestone Coaches Show, where we bring you the inside scoop on what's going on in Wildcat football. This edition of the Coaches Show is brought to you by McLary Ford Lincoln Mercury, by Peak Equipment, by Patterson Automotive, and by Pepsi Cola of Decatur. We'll be right back to talk to head coach David Arnsparger right after this. Cars are being sold every day at McLary Ford Lincoln Mercury on Highway 72 East in Athens. They're one of the title sponsors of the WKAC Coaches Shows this season. You'll find a friendly atmosphere at McLary Ford Lincoln Mercury, good, reliable products, and the best service department around. McLary Ford Lincoln Mercury, 1104 Highway 72 East in Athens, open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Visit them online at McLaryFordLincolnMercury.dealerconnection.com. For tractors, harvesters, combines, hay and forage equipment, chemical applicators, and other farm implements, there's no other place to go but to Peak Equipment on Highway 72 West in Athens. Brands like John Deere, Case IH, New Holland, International, Massey Ferguson, and more. Peak Equipment provides sales, service, and repair. Call Jeff Peak at 230-9577 or visit peakequipment.com and browse their inventory online. Better yet, go by their location at 15708 Highway 72 West in Athens. Peak Equipment, supporting the West Limestone Wildcats. Welcome to the West Limestone Coaches Show. The Wildcats did their best to clear up the playoff picture with a 32-9 win over Rogers last week. It's still not a clinch, but it was a step in the right direction. I talked with Coach David Arnsparger last night. Coach Cantrell did a good job last week.
Yeah, he does a good job with everything he does.
he told me that he thought Rogers was the best 0-6 at that time team that he's seen. They were tough to put down.
Well, yeah, I mean, you look at every game they played, the halftime score was always really close. I mean, they may have been, everybody Rogers played. They were down by like maybe a score halftime, and they just second half they're I don't know whatever it was. I mean, it's really a little bit of just they're young, just have a bunch of young guys or whatever. But yeah, they're a good football team, and we went into halftime, it was 6-6, and we just we kind of knew it was going to be like that a little bit, and but we came out in the second half and, we made some plays and, Tucker McCormick had an interception for a touchdown and, that was a big play. And we got ahead of them and they just really weren't able to kind of catch up once we pulled ahead of them.
Yeah. Well, now, did they come out with something that maybe you hadn't seen them do on tape or were you just slow starting?
Not really. No, they just they played pretty good, solid football. They just didn't make a lot of mistakes, and they managed to put together a few things, get a few first downs, and we had some drives, but at halftime it was 6-6. It was a real strange feeling at halftime because we felt like we were playing a lot better than they were, but the score was 6-6, and they were just. From what they were doing, what we were doing, we were running the ball a lot. We were chewing a lot of time off the clock. And then they went down, kind of right before half, and they kind of went real fast, no huddle on us, and threw they threw about three passes real quick and all of a sudden got down, and then they ended up scoring. And it was just, it's one of those things that, not that we were really caught off guard, but, just the tempo of what they were doing was a little bit different. And, they ended up scoring. It was 6-6.
Yeah.
But we came out in the second half, and of course Tucker McCormick had an interception for a touchdown, and that that was good for us, and obviously.
Yeah.
And then let's see, that made it.
Well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Whenever we recap, now you had some early turnovers though, right? According to the paper.
Oh, yeah, I really don't remember I remember one turnover, but that's really about all I remember.
Okay. Well, say you traded punts and turnovers, and so I thought, maybe that was kind of what contributed to the to the slow start that you had. Anyway, you mentioned Tucker McCormick. You nominated Tucker for our Applebee's Neighborhood Player of the Week, and after reading the story in the paper, I can see why.
Oh, yeah, Keith. I mean, it was I told Tucker after the game, I said, son, this is the best game I've ever seen you play, and Tucker's been playing for us, you know, really his whole high school career. He, you know, he started his 10th grade year, his 11th grade year, and obviously this year, but he started for us a few games in his 9th grade year. And
wow.
And he, you know, as he really got more playing time when he was younger as a linebacker. But last year and this year has been a great, you know, fullback for us and carrying the ball. But no doubt was the greatest game I've ever seen him play. I don't remember how many tackles he had, but he's averaging like 13 tackles a game right now.
Man,
carried the ball for like 150 yards. Got 3 touchdowns, and you know, really the play that really got us rolling in that second half was the interception for a touchdown that he had coming out right after the half. But he's, you know, he's had a great senior year. That's, you know, that's really what you want to have. You know, you want to win football games, and you want your senior kids that have put so much hard work and effort into playing football. You want them to have a great senior year. And Tucker's just having a great senior year right now. It's everything he's ever wanted out of football, and it's everything that we've ever wanted him out of him as a football player. And, you know, so it was just great to see him have a great game last week.
Well, Tucker gets you on the board first with a 21-yard run in the second quarter.
Yep. He ran the ball between the tackles real well all night Friday night. And, you know, running over people and sidestepping people upfield and just, you know, really carrying the ball with authority and making plays.
You couldn't get the 2-point conversion. And then, of course, you mentioned they kind of hurried it up on you and came back to tie it. And it's another close halftime score for you, as close as you can get.
Yeah, 6-6 was our halftime score. And, you know, I mean, not that we were, you know, not that we were felt like we were behind at all. You know, we really felt like we were playing better, just the score didn't reflect it. And, you know, really we just knew that once we put together a few plays that, that you know, the proverbial ball would really get rolling in our favor, and it did.
Yeah. Well, here's how. Third quarter, you've mentioned it already, Tucker strikes again with an interception. He returns it for a touchdown. I think, 20-something yards? 28 yards?
All right.
Something like that?
That's all right, yeah.
You're up 12-6. They get a field goal, but then that's as close as it gets. Dylan Miller runs in one from the 4 on your next possession.
And that made it, would that make it?
That would make it 8. Well, let's see. Reed Blankenship got the 2-point conversion, so 8. That'd be 20-6.
Okay. All right. 20-9.
Or 20-9, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're up 20-9, and really the real story, Dan, let me just tell you, the real story of the whole night last week was the very beginning of the fourth quarter. And right at the end of the third quarter and the very beginning of the fourth quarter is really the story of the night that maybe nobody's really talked about. We had the ball. We were ahead by 11 points. And we stopped them, and we got the ball on our, I don't remember what yard line it was, somewhere around our 20-yard line. We run a couple of plays, and then all of a sudden, it's the beginning of the fourth quarter. And we've got the ball now on our 29-yard line. It's, Tim, it's 4th-and-1 on our own 29-yard line. And, you know, I've got a couple of coaches saying, Coach, let's go for it. I said, are you kidding me? 4th-and-1 on our own 29-yard line. We've got an 11-point lead. You know, we're going to punt and play defense.
They've watched Oregon on TV too much.
And, you know, and I said, you know, we're just going to punt and play defense. And Coach Kentrell said, yeah, that's the smart thing to do. That's the real thing or something. He said, you know, he just asked me again, do you want, I said, look, I said, you know, the college coach, he says, you punt and play deep. What you're supposed to do. And Coach McDaniel said, don't you think you can get a yard? And I said, it doesn't matter if I think I get a yard. You're just supposed to punt. Call the punt team up. And then we call the punt team up. And of course, the fourth quarter hadn't started yet. And I looked over at Coach Cantrell, and he just kind of looks at me, and he goes, just go for it. Coach McDaniel says, just go for it. You can make it or something. Coach McDaniel says, if you feel confident, you can make it. Go for it. And the heck, we ought to be able to get a yard. Fourth and one on our own 29-yard line, we went for it on fourth and one, picked up 2 yards. And the reason that's really the story of the game is not just going for it on fourth down. And it is quite possibly the stupidest coaching decision I've ever made in my life. Go for it on fourth and one at our own 29-yard line. But the real story was we ran off another 7 minutes off the clock, marched the ball all the way down the field, and scored. We ended up running a minute and a half off the third quarter and 7 minutes off the clock in the fourth quarter and gave them the ball. And at that point then, we had a 2-touchdown or field goal lead, and there's only 5 minutes left in the game. So, you know, that's really the story of the game is how we went for it on fourth and one and then ran the clock out, basically ran the clock out on an offense that had, you know, had been moving the ball off. So.
Well, it wasn't like a fake punt or anything. You just went for it.
Oh, we went for it. We just lined up and said, all right, we're playing football. Let's go.
All right. And so
it wasn't any trick about it. They lined up. They were ready for it. And, you know, we had a couple of options on what to do once we got up at the line. And, you know, Coach Cantrell's our offensive play caller. He's our offensive coordinator. And he just made the right call. He made the right call. We get a first down. Click another 7 minutes off and end up winning the game.
All right, so that ends up with another Tucker McCormick touchdown there. And then I think he got another one later on.
Yeah, I mean, there was like a minute and a half left in the game or something like that. And, you know, they had all their timeouts left. We just didn't take it easy. We just turned and handed to the fullback thinking, you know, maybe we pick up, you know, 5 or 6 yards and, you know, just – to run a little time off the clock, and all of a sudden Tucker said, well, you handed me the ball. I feel like I'm going to score. I'm not just going to fall down just because it's the end of the game. Like, you know, we got competitive kids, and they're not going to fall down, you know, just because it's the end of the game. And he said, the heck with that. I'm running over people. That's what you want me to do with the football. I'm running people over. I'm making people miss. I'm going to go score. And that's what happened.
He did from 33 yards out. So.
Yeah.
All right, well, final score is 32-9. Tucker McCormick runs for a bunch of yards and 3 scores. Interception return. Oh, that was a 42-yard. Interception return, according to what I read. So, all right, so you're still, as they say, in the hunt for a spot in the playoffs.
Right. Yeah, tomorrow night's game is the game against Bristol is going to be it's going to be for the fourth slot. I mean, there are 4 teams that get to go to the playoffs, and you know, we're playing for that fourth slot tomorrow.
Okay. Well, if you lose,
when we play Haleyville, it'll really be for that third. It'll really be for that third. If we win, if we beat Priceville, and we play Haleyville, it'll be for that third slot.
If you do happen to lose to Priceville, is that it? Even if you beat Haleyville?
I don't know all this, Tim, and I don't really concern myself with all the, you know, logistics of it. But the way I look at it, you win 4 games, you know, you're pretty much going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I mean, I really haven't looked at if we don't beat Priceville and then we beat Haleyville. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's probably some way where you can win 4 and not make the playoffs, just like. You know, I mean, the playoffs are kind of crazy how they do it. I mean, you can win 3 games and still make the playoffs if kind of things kind of fall your way.
Yeah.
I mean, you can also have a 5-way tie for first place and then one team doesn't go. I mean, you can have 5 teams that are 5-2.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, but the bottom line is, you know, you kind of feel like you win 4 games, you probably won't make it.
Yeah. All right. We'll just go ahead and take care of Priceville tomorrow night, and you won't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We just do what we're supposed to do. We won't have to worry about all this.
Yeah. Well, while we're on Priceville, we'll just end things up with the senior here in just a minute. What do they look like?
Well, you know, Priceville's a very good football team, and, you know, Coach Trunk's been there now for 3 years, and he's doing a great job. And what they really do a good job of is they got a really good quarterback. They put it 4 yards behind the center, and they snap him the ball. Now, that may sound real simple, but he's got a few choices. They're going to run basically a Veer type of running game with a single back, and the quarterback's going to read the outside rusher, the defensive end. He's either going to give it or pull it and run it. Now, that sounds great. Okay, you can stop the dive. You can stop the quarterback. But you do all that, and they look up there, and they check their plays. Okay, well, you're in a defense to stop all that. They're going to throw the ball. They're a four wide-out offense with Veer running attack. So they've done a real good job of kind of combining two types of offenses to make it tough to play defense against. And they checked the line. They checked the plays at the line, and they got an outstanding quarterback. I mean, the kid can throw, he can run, he makes great decisions, and you know, he's a sophomore. He started as a freshman last year, and he's just a great quarterback at doing everything that they ask him to do. Standing back there in the shotgun and handing the ball off and making decisions, throwing it downfield. So it's going to be. They've scored against everybody, and they move the ball, and we hope to kind of play defense like we've been playing. If they move the ball, win in the red zone, prevent them from scoring, and then of course when they get down in the red zone, they've got a good field goal kicker, so they're going to kick field goals too. So, and they've never been out of any game they've played really, and it's going to be an all night game. It should be very exciting. It should be a lot of fun to watch.
Well, hopefully it'll be fun to come home from too.
That's exactly right.
And I'll look for a text from you.
Okay, Tim. I'll try to keep you in my.
Well, you've surprised me a couple of times this season. There's been a little bling on my phone, and I'm like, hey, there's a text from Coach Arnsparger. So.
Well, I try. You know, I still hadn't helped on Saturday morning except for before the season, so I try to at least maybe give you a little information after the game.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. Let's hear from a sponsor or two right now. When we return, we'll talk some more with Coach David Arnsparger and see who's in the senior spotlight on the West Limestone Coaches Show. When the unexpected happens, turn to Patterson Automotive, located at 16097 Parker Road in Athens. Patterson Automotive is your specialist when it comes to paint repair, major and minor collision repair, and glass repair. Insurance claims are welcome, too. So turn this into this.
Ah.
Call Patterson Automotive at 444-0460 or see Tom Patterson at Patterson Automotive, located at 16097 Parker Road in Athens.
I wanted to fly. They said I couldn't. So I built a plane, then a spaceship, then I went to the moon. I invented jazz, hip-hop, rock and roll. Some called it noise. I said it was music. I wrote a letter and sent it by ponies. It didn't get to you fast enough, so I used trucks and ships. But still, they weren't fast enough for me. So I lost the paper and the ink. I sent it by magic. I called it email. I made up new words. Jukebox, bling, Google. And I decided some old words weren't okay to say ever again. The mustache. I tried to bring that back 17 times. I wore knickerbockers and shoulder pads, poodle skirts and flannel. When I came back from World War II, all I had was a t-shirt. So I made that cool. In fact, I invented cool. Who am I? I'm the spirit of youth. It's my job to move the world forward. Pepsi. Every generation refreshes the world.
Distributed locally by Pepsi-Cola Bottling of Decatur.
We're back with West Limestone Coach David Arnsparger. Before we get gone, who can we do for the senior spotlight player this week?
Junior Fierro is a defensive lineman for us. He's a two-year starter, and he's one of those guys that gets up in the middle and eats up two blocks every time. If they don't double team him, then he's got an arm in on the tackle, and as a senior, he's doing a real good job for us, really making it tough for people to run against. So Junior Fierro is a spotlight player this week.
Okay. All righty, Junior Fierro. Okay, well, good luck against Priceville, and all you West Limestone fans out there, go out there and vote for Tucker McCormick for our Applebee's Player of the Week, too. So,
sounds good, Tim.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, then.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks. That was West Limestone coach David Arnsparger. The Wildcats can clinch a spot in the playoffs with a victory over Priceville. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll wrap up the West Limestone Coaches Show in a minute. WKAC wants to recognize our local athletes, and you can help. Go to the Tailgate Talk tab on the WKAC sports page throughout the school year and vote for the Applebee's Neighborhood Player of the Week. Submit your own nominations for future polls, too. The winner will receive a gift certificate from Applebee's Neighborhood Grill. While you're there, check out the Tailgate Talk archives and see what you might have missed. That's the Applebee's Neighborhood Player of the Week on the Tailgate Talk page. Cast your vote today from Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and 1080. WKAC.
Fletcher in the backfield. Stevens back there to block. He's wide open to the end zone. Touchdown, Tanner Radloos.
Back to pass, Blakely. Long time to throw back in the back of the end zone. Blankenship got it. Touchdown, West Limestone. Wow. On the deep pass.
They're going to hand it off to Tucker, and then they're going to hand it back off to Hobbs. To the far side, he's got some room. He's at the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Elk Mines.
Man in motion. The pitch to the right.
He's in there. Touchdown.
That was Eichelberger again for the Indians.
Touchdown, East.
Be listening every Friday night for the Limestone County Football Game of the Week. Live online at WKAC1080.com. Log on from your computer or mobile device. You can also hear the replay every Sunday at noon on WKAC, as well as download each game from the archives. The Limestone County Football Game of the Week from Play Action Sports and 1080 WKAC. You've been listening to the West Limestone Coaches Show, brought to you by McLary Ford Lincoln Mercury, by Peak Equipment, by Patterson Automotive, and by Pepsi Cola of Decatur. If you have a question for the coach, email it to coaches@wkac1080.com. You can also go to our website, wkac1080.com, and use the form on the homepage. Or just mail your question to WKAC Coaches Show, P.O. Box 1083, Athens, Alabama, 35612. Listen for the Coaches Shows all season long on 1080 WKAC.